Guadalupe Squares. Ringtones and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Ah, all right. Somebody just came up with a great game idea we might have to do later today. Because now I'm in the mode for it. De Niro needs jobs. We're going to put him in movies. We'll stick him in any movie we can find. Some have been pretty solid.
We could have Alan Alda host it, too.
Alan Alda brings you. Wow, you want to make the monkey dance on a Monday.
Hell yes. Jesus. Do it.
I'm thinking maybe we'll do it later in the week, Brett. In the meantime, let's check in with the club scene in Gilbert. I know it's past the break of dawn, but Brady said the clubs are going nuts in Gilbert here since COVID kind of restrictions have lifted. We've got a live mic there down at the Dierks Bentley in Gilbert. Oh, yeah, okay. We got the root going still. Brother Cunningham, look, I'm doing the chicken math. Yeah, yeah. Hey, you guys, I'm all clubbed out here in Gilbert. You guys want to hit Joe's Farm Grill for some eggs?
Hang on. Open.
Your cabbage patch is unbelievable.
I'm patching.
Of course they're open. It's 9:30.
Let's check it out. Brother Todd! Brother Todd! Let's club some more! I am so wasted on caffeine. Don't tell the elders. Caffeine's sure. Okay now, Brother Terry.
Sure, another Pepsi, please.
They're serving them through the break of dawn. The club starts at 5:30 because that's a responsible time to wake up, milk the cows, and then go over and club.
Happy hour is at 2.
Brady's neighbor was clubbing in Gilbert and noticed that it had gotten out of hand.
Hands in the air. They got masks and they're waving like they just don't care.
You're not allowed to say guy was clubbing. Where? Gilbert Road. No. No, Brady.
Top rated clubbing
spot.
It
is not top rated. No. Zero people at the airport are told by one of those Phoenix liaisons. It's like, where do we go for fun? Gilbert. Never, ever said to them.
Clubbing?
Never. Mm-mm. They're trying. Gilbert tries. They think they're a thing, but it's not. It's a family endeavor. A bunch of kind of ice cold moms in bedazzled pants that look like maybe Von Dutch is coming back.
What's the new Von Dutch?
Maybe Von Dutch is back. And they're out there. Hey, look, I got to hand it to you, Gilbert moms. You guys exercise. You keep it together. You're using your pass at the Village in a lifetime. You're using it. You look good. Nobody hardly would ever know that you had 7 kids.
Hardly. Except for the magic underwear.
But the point of a Gilbert
after
club,
after 9
Brady,
o'clock, the breakboards are look, out, and they are windmills all over the place.
You know what you never hear? Man, I was in Gilbert this weekend, and I got laid. I didn't expect it. I picked this chick up at the club. Because she's got a husband and 6 kids.
No, but you hear, man, I had an unbelievable soaking weekend.
You might have soaked, but not there. A little Mormon whiskey in your body? That's a Coke. I was picking up bitches out there at Dierks Bentley and Gilbert. No, you weren't, because she had to be home by 10 to get to the 7 children. But she keeps it together, and she shakes her ass, which is surgically enhanced, and good for her.
Come on now. They get out. Someone else in the ward watches the kids
they've
for,
got family.
For a night.
Well, usually you've got a 14-year-old at that point to watch the other 6. And then mom can go out until 10.
Jedediah can drive.
That's right.
Jedediah.
Jedediah. That's right. He's in there. Jedediah, we might have to have you come pick us up. My heart's going to be racing from all the Mormon whiskeys.
Dad, pick you up in my Hellcat.
Chad, I have to talk to you because I'm going to tell an elder. Did you actually drink the whiskey?
Mormon whiskey, boy. Coca-Cola.
Here, take a sip.
You know, I could go for a coffee. I know that's against our God and stuff, but I could go for a hot drink about now. Whew. That might be the thing that would push me away from Mormonism. They believe in a God that will punish you for having cocoa. Well, that's a pretty fickle dick right there.
Even Eternal cocoa?
It's hot drinks. No hot drinks.
Oh.
Hot drinks. What's the matter with you? A tea? You can't be Mormon in England.
No.
Every day at noon, everybody's
sinning. How do you spread the word?
I'll get emails from them. You're allowed to have a hot cocoa
God damn
on
it.
A cool day. You're not. You're not really. You're one of them Jack Mormons that's adjusting the rules so you can have a delicious Swiss Miss. You're not allowed hot drinks. No hot drinks. Follow the rules or shut up. You're not one or you are, right?
Yeah.
Hot drinks. And I'm sure your hot drink Mormon friends have They throw a Starbucks in there every once. Some of them probably put an ice cube in it to make God happy. God is a douchebag. If your Mormon God truly threw out COVID and like he's responsible for all that, but if you have a hot cocoa, you're hellbound. He's got his priorities all messed up. This is not a perfect benevolent thing.
Their coffee shops, I think, are those soda concepts, the Sodalicious and
Fizz and what was the other one? Swish,
yeah,
something like that.
Whew. Tell you what, man. Darude had it last night. It's going to be tough to make it to the farmer's market tomorrow. I need more bee pollen. Oh, yeah. You've created a new thing for me, yeah. Brandon. My brain is so happy that you said Gilbert clubbing. Never going to end.
I got to get involved.
Let me debunk all the Jack Mormons that are going to email you now, because right here on Google, you can't drink hot chocolate because it has trace amounts of caffeine in it.
Well, the caffeine thing's questionable. The hot drinks are a bad thing. You have hot drink. Hot drinks are against God.
It says, first words on Google are, depends on the Mormon, but right. In general.
Yeah, the book says no hot drinks, guys. Yeah. God didn't make hot drinks.
What the hell kind of rule is that?
You got to heat it up. No hot drinks.
No hot drinks.
You know how mad God gets when
hell
you have
is hot,
coffee.
Brett.
You had coffee this morning. You know, he's just sitting up there going, God, damn it, with him.
Well, and I made coffee.
He didn't. He made the beans.
You got the, Seventh-day Adventist.
They came out with cornflakes
because that keeps you from masturbating.
Yeah. What? Well, that's how cornflakes were invented in an insane asylum by a doctor who...
Kellogg's.
Yeah, Kellogg's was basically trying to keep people from jerking
off. That movie. That movie explains it all.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
It's true. Cornflakes were invented to stop you from jerking off.
The dexatrose.
Yeah, and he put something in it to make it so you didn't want to beat off anymore, because that was pissing God off, too. You can coffee in one hand and your dick in the other. Forget about it. The guy's going to explode.
My God.
No wonder we've got COVID. And that's what the Mormons will tell you. Well, COVID comes as a punishment for all these hot drinks.
This will get people worked up. But the Seventh-day Adventist thing, also, one lady had a dream, and she said God spoke to her and said we shouldn't eat anything with a face on it. That was the start of being vegetarian.
Really?
Yeah.
For Seventh-day Adventists?
It came out of the Seventh-day Adventists.
No kidding. They're veggies? My
ex-wife's
parents
started
that
trend and said, let's not eat.
My adoptive family was all
Seventh-day Adventists. I don't know that I knew a single rule of it. It sounded like, like diet soda for every religion. They just had a thing where go ahead. Kind of Church of England-ish. Do whatever you want. Mormons are allowed to have Sodalicious, so it's okay to have caffeine. Is that real?
Yeah, Sodalicious is a...
They bought it, right? They own
That's their concept, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not the churches, but it's in the church.
So how mad is God that they actually...
You can't have the caffeinated ones. You go to those local soda shops here, they don't sell caffeinated.
They changed the rules for that.
They did.
Not at the local soda shops.
The hardcore... The Orthodox Mormons.
Oh, I think Sodalicious or whatever. You can get
that. Yeah, there's caffeine in Sodalicious.
Yeah.
Because they know marketing.
The fact this conversation is happening is proof you're in a loony cult.
Yep. Now.
Now, it doesn't make me hate you as a person. Don't get on my ass. I just think you believe nonsense. And you know what? We all do to a certain degree. Have nonsense in our system, but nobody quite like the Mormons. You guys really believe the heaviest nonsense there is to believe. But you're good people.
Look at this headline, though.
Keep it up. What's this? Coke and Pepsi. Yeah, see there. It's official. Coke and Pepsi are okay for Mormons, so long as it's dated? Room temper better.
2012, yeah.
Yeah, they ended up getting
involved. For 9 years now.
Yeah, they've been allowed caffeine for a while.
So which company spoke to them?
Oh, it mentioned about the hot drinks, too. I don't know.
It did?
Keith Custer brings this up. Can Mormons drink soup broth, or do they have to slurp it with a spoon and pretend it's solid so God doesn't get furious? I'm assuming you, the atheist.
Broth?
He said, John, I'm assuming you, the atheist, knows more about their religion than its followers. That's true in a lot of cases.
If you put marshmallows in your cocoa, it's considered soup. There's items in there.
It's a good little loophole you found. You know why? Because God didn't think of that. Your stupid God. Ah, they got me. Hey, if you get around God's rules, your God sucks.
John, I know you're getting this from a lot of people, but no hot beverages for Mormons? I never heard that, and I grew up Mormon. My grandmother, though, used to drink Pero in place of coffee. She was devoted to the church.
Yeah, I know that. Well, that's part of the Book of Mormon, too, is that you have bad dreams and a Starbucks is involved because you pissed God off with a hot beverage. The hot beverage thing, I've heard some Mormons have been have grew up without it. And then some real, like, hardcore ones are like, no, this hot beverage thing's real. You're not allowed hot drinks.
Also, John, after living in Gilbert for the last 17 years, you nailed this new Gilbert Vegas that's been happening for the last 3 years. Absolutely nailed it.
Brother Todd! What time is it? 3 a.m.? Oh, my goodness. This is insanity. When is break of dawn? Because that's when I'm calling it in.
John Toledo's correct. The Mormons found out you can make money from it. It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Well, that's the rumor that's gone around for a long time that they own
the Pepsi,
boatloads
right?
of Pepsi stock. Yeah.
And it was okay. Said I grew up Mormon, hit 14, and realized how big hypocrisy. Wow, that's a big word. I don't know how to say. I'm no longer Mormon. Oh, and the Mormon Church owns a ton of Coca-Cola stock. This one says caffeine's no. It's okay now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about their stocks.
Else. It's all about the mighty dollar.
Of course it is. Well, look at their temple. Business. Their temple cost $1 billion in the East Valley. Nothing in the East Valley should cost $1 billion.
God damn it, John. This morning is too far.
Yeah?
Explain to me exactly what is nonsense about a man who gets directions from a white salamander where a golden book is.
No. Don't bring the salamander into this.
Those were debunked.
It was debunked. The salamander's out. They pushed that away. I think it was a donkey.
Whatever iteration you want.
Look, the salamander's crazy talk. It was a donkey.
Those letters were...
You nut? The donkey told Joseph Smith where to bury that stuff or where it was. The salamander, they don't live in Pennsylvania.
So they had a gathering. Listen, the white salamander's killed
us. Some guy made up some stuff and they pushed it over to him. And they're like, is this real? It's like, it seems authentic.
And let's that's why they all got stoned in Missouri.
Right.
Stoned.
They were, not...
Right.
But ow.
Yeah. Right.
Biblically,
stoned.
Not 420, which is coming up tomorrow, and Brett's going to be out at a vape shop.
Yeah. Big day. No,
big
I'll be out at a smoke shop.
A smoke shop. Oh, that's right, smoke shop. Jeremy got mad at me.
They have those still?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Jeremy texts me, goes, why am I not the guy going to that? I'm like, that's a good point. I don't know. Randall put this together. I'm the one who needs the connections at the weed. So I'm like, you don't need any more.
You don't need any connections. You got the card.
Good
you're good.
You're fine. I want the hookup. All right. Well, Brett will introduce you to the right people. We need somebody sober doing this one. 420. Yeah, Mormons. If you get a doctor's note, you can drink alcohol and coffee if it's medically necessary. Because a lot of medicines have alcohol in it.
Yeah, that.
So the hot toddies is okay?
I guess.
The article Brett pushed up had the hot drinks, and by definition now they say hot drinks is tea and coffee.
Well, that's hot drink.
Yeah,
but cocoa's okay.
Isn't there a universal?
We're saying tea and coffee.
Because it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. God didn't see cocoa coming. He didn't know that was going to happen. Swiss Miss shows up and goes, look what I just made. Oh.
Hold on a second.
And God's
did
like,
you just
damn
say
it.
God
didn't
see it.
That's what the Mormons are saying. It's like God didn't know cocoa was going to be a thing. That doesn't count as hot drinks.
Mormon Church BYU reverses 6-decade ban on selling caffeinated drinks at their games.
Man. 60 years they wouldn't get you a Coke.
The rights to that stadium must
gross. Oh, they lifted the ban on the sweet stuff. Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo! Brother Todd! Do it! Running man, look at me. Look. Look, there's my wife.
Is that what that is?
There's my wife. She's got 8 kids. We did a mommy makeover at the doctor's office.
We're going to go home and soak.
I never thought about that. The guy in the stands, the vendor in the stands, BYU games. Milk, water.
Milk. Prayer books.
Seltzer.
God's looking at it.
Otter Pops.
It's all safe. You got a Coke? Blah! Blaspheme! Yeah, I can't. You know, there's 2 things. Orthodox Jews have to wear all wool.
Ugh.
So in Phoenix, out. Your God's a jerk. That's no good. I'm not dealing with that. If he can't even get a nice cotton poly or a t-shirt,
breathable.
Give me something that moves. And then this whole hot drink thing. If your God's that mad about hot drinks, but he allows all this other stuff to go on in the world, you're in a cult. That's nonsense. It's like Brady's God the first time through said no shrimp until everybody's like shrimp's good, and he's like, I'll write a new book.
I don't know, Johnny. He allows
it until you try.
No crustaceans, I say. I did not litter the oceans with these delicious treats for you to eat.
And then
they ate them. They're like, book 2, crustaceans. Not going to mention it again.
Well, the guys that lived in the desert, that's no problem.
Sure.
Don't get shrimp.
How did they know about it? Somebody brought it and goes, good. Yeah. I was just in the ocean. This. Put it on some fire, a little butter, forget about it. And guy's
some swinger like Brett came over from Italy Marco Polo. And brought it over and was like, hey, look at this.
The chinks.
The crap
the
it.
Chinks. They eat this stuff out of the water. You never seen it. I bring you the noodles and the chink fish, whatever they say, the little shrimpies. I don't know what to call them. A little tiny. We call them around. Huh? That's what we do.
I'm not eating that. It's against God.
It's so good.
What kind of God do you worship? Don't let you have no shrimp.
He better write a different book and never mention that again.
That says there's one mention of laying with another man in the Bible. 14 times it says no crustaceans.
It's like something about shrimp was in there 8 or 9 times. And I think rape's in there. No. Was it slavery?
But Abraham was. Abraham's son laid next to, that was one of them.
Yeah, well, laying next to a dude. One time. Brother. Shrimp thing's in there 8 shrimp. Times. But man, you'd think that gay thing was in there a lot more.
Yep.
They hate those gays. They'll pile in a New Year's Eve at a religious person's house and piles of shrimp. We're over that one.
Hey, the shrimp went away in the New Testament.
That's right. He wrote a new book.
Cocktails were on.
And I have a theory as to why. No one was paying attention to it.
Right.
And so they're like, no, they're kind of revolting against the whole shrimp, and nobody's turning
it. Sodom really seemed to like it.
Sodom and Gomorrah happened because they're like, I boned that chick the other night. I didn't turn into a pillar of salt. The book's wrong.
Yep.
And they're like, they're onto it. So they wrote a new book that basically said, you can do whatever you want, but he's watching. They invented Santa. But at least your God, Brady, allows you a cup of Joe without losing his cork. I don't know how people do it. You know what I'm
moderation.
Doing?
Moderation was his big lesson.
I'm floating through this bitch, not believing any of it. If something pops up at the end, I'll be pleasantly surprised or I'll burn in hell. But I can't imagine. I've done enough for that. And if it's a hot cocoa that puts me down in the fire, so be it. That dude seems cooler. What got you in, buddy? I guess I had too much cocoa. I thought I did all right. I don't know.
You'll see when they go over the receipts.
Right, when they audit you?
Yeah.
Wow. You spent a whole year drinking cocoa.
Your diet Dr. Pepper intake.
I didn't. Yeah. Oh my! If the Mormon God's the real God, I am Satan. I have caffeined way beyond. He is so mad at me.
Way beyond acceptable.
Oh, you have no idea, Mormon God. I am his nemesis. And on that note, it gets better every time. That's good blaspheme. Anyway, sorry. We've gone on long enough about how stupid Mormonism is. And you can't talk me out of it, Mormons. I still like you as a person. That makes me a better religious figure than you because I can get past how dumb your belief system is and still like you as a human being. I call your Mormon religion stupid and you won't like me at all. In fact, I've had Mormons not like me because I'm atheist. Didn't even give me a chance, which is kind of the opposite of being religious, I think. But what are you going to do? I don't want to hang out with you anyway.
You're missing out.
Go to Dirk's Bentley. I'll meet you there at 4:30 p. Can't get too late. I got a tea time. Yeah!
Check it out, bro. Moonwalk.
Oh, the Gap Band. You dropped this bomb on me? Oh, my God.
Brother at the door.
Not since my days
there is
at
a brother at the door. Be careful. He's guarding the door for us.
It's a very urban place.
There's a Negro at the door. Look, there's an actual Negro at the door. How are you, Lamont?
My name's Steve, brother.
Oh, mind if I call you Lamont to make it more authentic?
I do.
Darude's on again. It's just nonstop in there. You keep it up with that shaky, bedazzled ass, I'm going to put another baby in you.
Well, that would make God happy.
Sure would. I'm going Friday. I'm going. I'm just going to sit and watch Dirk Bentley blow up with 40-year-olds who think they're living the dream. Got to get home. Our kids are. Jebediah's not feeling well. Good Lord, Brady, you've started a trend.
I'm in.
All right. You want to go with?
Yeah.
Want to go clubbing with me Friday at Gilbert? You see how stupid that sounds?
Packed.
That sentence alone is almost as dumb as, I can't have hot drinks, it makes my God mad.
Are you in cotton? It's Saturday. Are you crazy?
The yarmulke on your head? That one's one that's crazy.
Well,
like God'll burn you up if you don't have that on because it makes
harder,
you arrogant.
Like, when you're in the game, like I am kind of. That I have my beliefs.
Yeah.
I like, you know, I can't really make fun of that one too much because I've got some wild
you got
things
some goofy
that I
stuff. Yeah.
Ingest.
Oh, you've taken on some stuff. The whole snake and two people thing is a pretty tough one for me. The stick that came to life, the snake, then I started chatting.
Living in the belly of a whale.
Well, that's a parable. I'll give you that. Yeah. That might have just been a story. Wes Hobart said, I think God is more like Judge Judy.
All right, show me the receipts.
That's where it'll be.
Give me the receipts. It's all falling apart.
Anyway, Brady, it's time now for you to give us all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Good luck getting. Oh, they have good hot drinks at Hooters. Lots of drinking at Hooters. You don't want to. Do they have a Hooters in Gilbert yet, Brady?
Yeah.
What are you, crazy? Do they?
Yeah. Superstition Boulevard.
No, that's closed.
Oh, never mind.
Because that's a sushi joint now.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
They have shrimp in there.
I guess it's out.
Superstition Boulevard.
The closest one to
that's not Gilbert anyway.
That's Mesa.
I wonder what's
worse. Oh, that is.
Oh, yeah.
What's worse, a Hooters to an Old Testament person or the shrimp place? The sushi
Baba
restaurant.
Gump's?
No, the sushi restaurant or a Hooters. What's more blasphemous?
Ooh. Well, Bubba Gump's is all shrimp.
That's what I'm saying. That's a choice. 30 thoughts, delicious wings, shrimp. You got some wacky stuff in your books, folks. Whittle those down a little bit. Give me the basics and move on. You can head to happy hour 3 to 6 p.m. at Hooters with half-off select appetizers, Bud Light drafts on specials. Your Monday's looking brighter thanks to Hooters and Bud Light. Thank you, Bud Light and Hooters. Brady reported.
Good Monday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Hi. Happy National Garlic Day.
Yeah.
All right.
The Egyptians worshipped garlic as a god, even used it as currency.
Better than Mormonism.
Garlic supposedly gave strength to Greek athletes and warriors, warded off the evil eye, and protected maidens from evil nymphs.
That's interesting.
Then we got it into the vampire side of it.
Well, sure, yeah. That's inevitable. How have we survived as a species that sits and calls itself the smartest one on the planet? With all this nymph and vampire garbage that...
We work it out eventually.
Did Eggleston already...
No, somebody else...
somebody else redid the Sucker Punch poster with us.
No, it's Alan Alda.
No, it's Alan Alda.
Oh, it's me, Alan Alda. Oh,
yeah, you is baby doll.
I'm baby doll. And that's Alan Alda.
No, I think that's Alda all the way across.
Oh, yeah, that's three Aldas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Four,
yeah.
I have a bit of a Don Swayze to... Patrick Swayze resemblance to Alan Alda. I would be, if you introduced me as Alan Alda's brother, people would believe it, but I'm the ugly version of it. Like, you do sort of look like him, but like if he was in a car wreck or something.
A couple of baseless fun facts. Marvin Gardens on the Monopoly board has always been misspelled. I mean, the actual neighborhood in New Jersey is Marven.
Oh.
But they spell it I-N, and Parker Brothers apologized for the mistake in 1995.
How about that?
Really? So that's when the apology tour started
out,
in 95?
Yep. The Hangzhou Zhang Zhaoquan Company in China has been manufacturing scissors since 1663.
Wow. They figured out scissors in the, mid-1600s. That's pretty good.
While the
that's
large
a great invention. That may be one of the best inventions since
it's
the
up
wheel
there.
When you think about
yeah.
it. It hasn't really changed much since 1600. A hinge and two blades?
Yeah.
Pretty smart.
While the Large Hadron Collider was trying to simulate the Big Bang.
Yeah. Remember that?
It had to temporarily shut down after a bird flew by and dropped a piece of baguette into the laser.
The French bill. Yeah. Is what they think of your collider, huh? Is a baguette? I dropped my baguette
in here. Would it just disintegrate if it bread can cause
it? Remember, though, how nervous I was? I might have been the only one, and it turns out all of you were right. That they were trying to recreate black holes in that thing?
Yeah.
Like, it's a terrible idea. Because if they succeed, it's going to turn us inside out.
Yep.
I know. Why? I'm so glad they're failing.
I'm still not... fully not on your side on
oh,
that
no.
One.
Well, I was a little bit quick to shut it down. Yeah,
on a minuscule scale,
if
but
your neighbor
still, that's
said,
how they all start.
If your neighbor said, hey, I invented this thing, it's going to make tiny black holes. I'm like, tiny black holes become big black holes. That's their job.
They pull in things and become bigger.
They grow. Why are you doing that? Oh, I just want to see if we can. Like, that's terribly stupid. That's like saying, I'm going to see how much blood I have inside me.
Why? Why, Dewey?
I'm just
going to
put it
outside
of me.
An ex-McDonald's employee got on Reddit and claimed that Sundays are the worst day for fast food. because senior management is never there.
Oh.
So everyone slacks off and quality suffers. Like the old you never buy a car on a Friday.
Is that right?
Yeah, they used to say that because it's running off the line.
Yep.
No kidding.
Everybody's ready to start their weekend, and they're just letting it roll. Never buying on a Monday because everybody's pissed off if they're back at work.
But isn't weekend their week?
What's that?
Isn't that their week? Aren't car places excited about weekend?
Well, no. He's talking about manufacturing.
Oh.
Buy a car that was built on that Friday.
How do you know?
You don't.
Yeah.
All my parts weren't done in a day.
And so that just became a thing where people were like, I'm not buying
your
a car
would
on Friday.
Know.
Like that car came off the line that they're at the showroom.
Right.
I've never heard that.
They say that on Sundays the quality of food tends to suffer because they never have senior management there and people slack off and don't care so much.
That wasn't true at Tony Roma's. We were busiest on Sundays. We had all the managers there.
None of the managers.
The other
none
claim
of the big
is that
boys.
Today is the worst day for fast food. They say Mondays, when employees are most likely to be burned out from the weekend, just like the rest of us.
Mondays are the worst day to do anything. We established that a couple weeks ago. It's like, it's the worst day of the week because you've been all weekend.
Oh, the problem is it's not hard to slap an Egg McMuffin back together. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
It's
really that is really surmising that beautifully. It's like, look, how hard is it for you to reassemble this or to compare it to Wednesday's Egg McMuffin?
Yeah, right?
This quality. The quality of Wednesday Egg McMuffin.
Muffin, the egg, sausage,
far
cheese,
superior.
Boom, salad.
Look at my Sunday McMuffin all smushy. They need high-tier management there on Sundays. Yeah, you're right. If you can't slap that together, or you can tell the difference between a Sunday and Wednesday McMuffin.
According to some beauty experts, more women than ever are shaving their faces.
Finally, Italians.
Not just to get rid of the gorgeous mustache or the sexy sideburns. Dermatologists recommend doing it to help exfoliate the skin.
Hmm. Well.
Dr. David Kim.
That's what you keep telling yourself there, Fuzzy.
So now there's more. They do the dermaplaning. It's very gentle. A blunt kind of a scalpel that you scrapes over the surface of your
skin. It's another way for a woman to spend $85 and pretend like she's got something going
on. They're selling lady shave kits.
Yeah.
The other.
I'm not going to say who because it would embarrass them too much, but I know somebody. You've heard of her. Who had her eyelashes dyed.
Yeah.
Why?
Man, come on. If you're in, what is it, esthetician
if they're
that does
too,
that?
If, they're
if
too,
you can charge
light,
$40 to paintbrush someone's eyes.
Light, live with it. Nobody cares.
You're not a lady.
I know. I'm glad. They're insane. And it's like $80. So go have somebody just go here, a little color for these.
Or they'll tattoo them, too.
Then you eyelashes?
Have to trim them.
You can't tattoo eyelashes.
No,
that's
the
eyebrow.
No, it's the eyeliner, too.
The eyeliner?
They do that.
Oh, yeah,
you're confused at what an eyebrow and an eyelash
the eyebrow.
If they tattooed eyelashes on, I'd notice. Those lines in your eyelids. Oh, Jesus.
No, but the extensions on the eyelashes are big.
Sure, they'll tie into that.
Pluck those.
And Mexicans just use Sharpies for their eyebrows.
Right, and way up on their foreheads. Like John Wayne Gacy's makeup.
Yeah. The other feminine product that's out was invented by two German gentlemen, and they're catching some heat for it. But they've designed the pinky gloves. They're latex gloves that the ladies put on to remove
the cup,
the tampies.
Oh, the rogue ones?
Yeah, so.
The ones that go too deep?
Yeah, and other products. But
so when a five puts in a two, and the two slithers up in there, and she's got to go spelunk?
I got to go spelunking. I'm a five, and I think I'm a two.
They posted on Instagram, and I guess
this. And again, ladies, before I start getting the emails from you that a two and a five are about flow, watch the commercial again, because a two is the size of a peanut, and a five looks like the floor mats in my car. So it is a size that is size matters to us, and we'll admit it. You're a five. That thing's a gusher because it's Carlsbad Caverns at five. The bats fly out of there, and tons of them. You're a two. When they showed them on TV, it's like the progress of man. A one all the way to the
Australopithecus.
Yeah, the one that's standing up straight. At the end, the five looks like a pillow I use between my knees all the way to my head. In fact, I was using one of those for the longest time. I thought I had a big body pillow. It turned out it was just a five tampy.
Hey, whatever works.
So ladies don't like reaching in their own hooies to grab that stuff?
Well, that's I think the gentleman came up with this idea. So, if you have to do that, it keeps from the blood getting on your hands.
How religious was he?
Then you just remove the gloves when you're in the bathroom.
Grab a pair of needle-nose pliers.
Get in there, sissy.
You said sure,
you'll grab a lab every now and then.
Oh, no. It's gone.
If you have that problem, you need to reassess much more than pinky rubbers.
That's right. Maybe break out the Leatherman.
Yeah.
Five and one.
Just get those Home Depot gloves and get in and grab that thing. And realize you need a tube sock at this point. Your body's absorbing those things. It's the opposite supposed to occur.
3-in-1 oil and some gauze pads.
Flex, I just use the hull of a grapefruit now.
The other trend on TikTok right now, people are drinking water with chlorophyll added to it. They say it can help basically any skin problems, rosacea, acne, whatever.
Cool.
Maybe the elbow.
I take all my health tips from
chlorophyll
TikTok.
Water. Yeah.
From who? TikTok. From TikTok. TikTok would be
FDA
all the news.
Hasn't confirmed any of the claims, and doctors are skeptical.
Isn't that what Donovan McNabb was drunk on when he hit that?
That's what he met the.
He said chlorophyll. Propofil. No, he didn't say propofil.
Did he?
That would have made sense. He said chloroform.
Chloroform.
I'm on. Oh no, it was the other one.
Because it was the cold spray that he was trying to say, but he said. But he said chlorophyll.
I think it was chlorophyll.
Yeah.
I'm on the chlorophyll. That's why I bumped into that car. I got a wife and kids.
I ain't about all that.
Have you watched Donovan McNabb getting pulled over?
No. Is there video of it?
Oh, yeah. It's on the cop's camera. So it's like, I know who you are. It's like, I know, man. He ran into a car in front of him. Turns out, well, the rumor is that he was going to go bone the lady he met at the bar, and he was following her home, and it turned out to be some cop's wife.
Oh.
And he bumps into another car. In fact, he bumped into a cop car. And the cop gets out, and he's looking. He goes, hey, man. He goes, I was just leaving. I was going home. I'm on chlorophyll. I got a wife and kids. I ain't all about that. And the cop's like, all right, why'd you bump into my car, though? He was basically saying, I was following that lady, making sure everybody's getting home all right.
Have you been drinking?
Have you been drinking? Oh, I'm on the chlorophyll. It's nonsense. And then Steve Keim topped it with I'm the director of security, Susan Jefferson of the Arizona Cardinals. Was this Donovan's pullover?
No.
Oh, shoot. This is from one of our tender lady. She says, the pinky's rubbers would keep the stink from under our nails. That can be brutal.
The gravy.
What? This is why God says you can't eat shrimp. The smell.
What, the gush?
What the gush? I got it under my nails. I just had these done. Kim Lee's going to be miserable tomorrow. Kim Lee, get this stink off my nails. I got a rogue tampy I had to go in after, and I can't get the smell off. We were clubbing all week. That thing was swamping up. Oh, disgusting. Hey, keep it to yourself. And why are German men concerned about this?
Gush.
Ugh.
Are German women coming back look like they just murdered something with their hands?
You have to do something about the blood.
If anyone would be the Germans.
I'll be in the garage inventing a new glove for your tampons that go rogue. I've got a rogue tampon. I'm on it. We will spelunk for it later with a new rubber glove.
Brett, one of your brethren in Italy
was
cutting the grass, mowing the lawn,
and
went over a nail.
Uh-oh.
With the lawnmower.
This
shot out of the...
Ooh,
and killed his rival.
Nope, it just jacked his eye.
I can't look at this.
Went into his eye.
And
it missed the eyeball. Oh. It was a clean hook through there, so he didn't. He was lucky.
I can't look at that. My whole day is ruined.
He was like, cutting the grass.
He walks into the emergency room, points to it.
Oh my God.
The doctor's like,
trying to eat it.
The nurse like,
That's
an Italian hospital just sounds like that.
Can you go to the ER?
What's the reason for your visit?
The ER is just, I want to go to the ER in an Italian neighborhood. She was working on a gravy, spoke gravy.
last little story is I was trying to figure out where it happened. It was in Pennsylvania. Anyway, it was a Tesla that caught on fire. The police, after the investigation, no one was in the driver's seat. You had one guy, two men
in the car. Two people died.
Yeah.
And no one
was
driving.
They both died, right?
What? Yeah, one was in the...
Yeah, so it got into a wreck.
Passenger and the other was sitting in the back seat.
But this is a weird part of that.
Yeah.
It got into a little wreck, right?
Yes.
There was no driver when they got to the car. So they're assuming that somebody just put it on autopilot and let it go. My thought is that there was a driver... Something horrible happened.
He got out.
And then he realized they're dead and left. Because he might have been drunk.
Or he was drunk and he was just fleeing the scene.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like that. Like, to me, that doesn't hold up that if you have a Tesla and you're going to let it roll on its own, you're not passenger backseat unless you're drunk anyway. Right? Because you can't even turn it on.
The brother-in-law of one of the victims said relatives watched the car burn for 4 hours.
Jeez.
Yeah, something going on with that. That doesn't add up. There was a driver, but my guess is so drunk that they ran away.
Well, isn't that part of the problem, too, is those batteries, once they start on fire, you can't put them out.
Like, the Teslas are loaded with technology. My Jeep, if I put a 40-pound bag of dog food on the passenger seat, nags me all the way home that the seatbelt's not on.
Yeah.
So a Tesla has to have some sort of a thing where there has to be 50 pounds at least in the driver's seat for the thing to work.
Yeah, like a pressure.
There has to be some sort of pressure on it to say that at least somebody's in the chair, right?
Yeah.
I don't know that for sure, but I would assume that if my passenger seat is the biggest nag on the planet, if I've got more than 40 pounds of anything,
you'd think you'd hear that statement right off the bat.
Right. But well, it's more interesting.
Maybe they have put that out there.
Maybe.
It's not being.
I don't know if Tesla's at all, but I mean, I would assume so, that there has to be weight in the chair for the car to even work. Because. I had a bag of dog food in my car and a 10-minute drive home, and I almost sold my Jeep after because I'm like, I don't want this feature anymore. Mm-hmm. They had to put a seatbelt on the dog food to shut it up.
Let's take a look at a couple of radio videos. I'm getting some good laughs on this one.
Is this on your page?
It's called Drunk People Doing Things
on
Instagram. And one of them, this isn't one. This is a guy, the girl's getting hurt.
What happened?
Drunk people doing things.
Okay.
I got it.
Guy in the
stadium.
Where
are we? Stadium. Okay. We're in a
stadium. Yeah, I'm not sure what they're watching.
No more club.
Turn off the club.
We're clubbing.
This is at LSU. There's no game going on.
The guy's got his girlfriend and then her friend. And it's a little, holding hands train.
Yeah. Oh. He's going down in the rush.
Caboose loses balance.
He's not paying attention.
So two girls, it's like elephant's trunk to a tail. And then the last girl falls over the steps. She goes over two, and only one standing in the end, the man.
Because he was smart. He let go.
He knew how to release.
Women don't do gravity as good as men.
Unhook.
Not even close. They don't understand gravity like we do. Watch one girl's basketball game and tell me I'm wrong. And dude doesn't spill a drop of beer while those girls tumble three rows down. Men know gravity.
Guarding the precious.
That's right. Let the girls go. The beer was $22.50.
Then you've got girls getting hurt. This little jog on the beach. She cuts around some people and goes on the park bench.
She's got some...
Whoopoo! Oh!
That's awesome!
Showing again!
There is a...
there's some follow-up.
There's a follow-up.
Okay, so hold on. She's jogging on the beach. She hops up on a bench and gets...
The park bench.
Sideshow Bob raked. So she stepped on one end. The board is loose and it came up and mashed in the face. That's a real thing. Oh, there's her broken nose.
Yeah, she got...
she got taken
a good bip.
So she stepped on one end of the bench. The wood wasn't secured.
Yeah.
I always thought that only happened in cartoons and I Love Lucy.
We've seen it twice.
And now it's twice in the last week. Yeah, that's unreal.
You know the guys going around there, they know the bench trick. Guarantee someone's going to...
Jump up there.
Yeah.
Sheila.
Someone said they caught Brady golfing this weekend.
Oh, here's a...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a full-out melee on the golf course.
Yeah, it was a...
fat guy fight on the golf course. That is you. You stripped another man down. Oh, and he's going to hit him with the pin. Ooh, ooh. He's got good spin on that. That's a good whack with the golf ball.
He's got some tactical black. He does. He disarmed him pretty quickly.
Well, we work on that at tactical black, getting
rid of the pin.
Get rid of a golf pin on the 18th after a dude loses the snake.
Two Bradys.
You know, they got quite the group gathered on the green there.
I thought maybe once that would happen between me, Dale. I think what was it, Landon that day? It was Landon or with Dale there.
What the
day you lost the snake on 18.
That was an expensive snake.
So the snake got up to $1,000. So snake is basically if you three putt, it doubles the pot. And it can start at $1 and go crazy before you know it if there's a lot of bad putting. And that day, me, was it Dale?
Dale.
A lot of bad putting. So there's Landon. Three putts. So it turns, and Landon, Brady is icing everything. 22 footers. Click, click, in the bottom of the cup. Day of my life. I am golfing like a champ. He's so happy. 18 comes up. One more three putt. It goes from like $600 to $1,200. And you got to pay everybody. Guy holding the snake at the end. And we are jacking around three putts all day. And it gets huge. Brady hasn't done it all day. Got about 35 feet to the pin. We're like, this is ripe for trouble. Brady three putts. Last man holding the snake pays, and he's the only three putt of the day.
Ugh. And all you can hear is Dale's voice in the background.
Jacking putts. Half of them you probably did on purpose. Half of them you did it so somebody have to be now.
Now I gotta go to the ATM.
Holding the bag. Jack knobs.
I mean, words I'd never heard put together before.
You slap jaggies.
Like, what? These aren't even insulting words, but they're hilarious. He was fierce. I thought somebody was gonna take that. Final pin. I mean, I lay out a 10-footer. Click, clink. Best putt all day. I don't have the snake. Brady's on his second putt inside and shanks this little 4-footer to close. And
well, looky here.
The anger on that green was outstanding. And Dale and I are dying. He's like, you're going to pay us a bunch of money there, buddy.
Oh, yeah. And I'll pay you in loonies, you Canadian knob. I'll be at the ATM draining out everything I've ever worked for.
I guess you shouldn't have played snake today.
Well, I only three-putted once.
When it mattered, and then Dale's like, yeah, when the chips were down.
I don't need to hear from you, Franken Dick.
Get some new toques with this. Yeah.
Oh, it was great. So I think we whittled it down to you just had to pay us a third of the finals. It was still a hefty fee, but it's better than $3,600.
God damn.
It was $283 a man.
Oh, we were, yeah. It was I think we almost got to $1,000. It was scary. Putting that day was scary at the end because, man, you could just feel that 18th green. Somebody was going to freeze.
Oh, no.
I think Landon was holding it. Landon had it on 17. And we were all feeling pretty good that the Coyote was going to pay. Nope.
He brought his friend over. He made up for it.
Well, yeah, he killed us with a buddy of his once who lied about the score.
No, we killed his buddy. First guy. Yeah, I'll play the snake game.
Oh, remember? Did you? I don't remember that.
Boy,
I remember Boy Wonder lied about his score the whole time we were playing
but
for
Boy
money.
Boy Wonder paid.
Did he? Oh, that's right. He did pay. This kid shanking it all over the place. I put a drive out in the middle of the green, shanked the next one, and I'm like, God, I'm hitting two out of here. Yeah, this is my second shot. I'm like, you did three off the tee. How the hell are you counting this as two? We're playing for money here.
I think we called him Boy Wonder because he looked like Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, he looked like Chris O'Donnell. Robin. Like Boy Wonder. One super skill he didn't have was counting to five. He couldn't get past that. Watched him putt four times. And you're like, what was that one, Boy Wonder? Parred that one. In miniature golf, it's a par. You putted more time. Oh.
So you drove the par four.
You drove the green and then knocked it in three? Because I watched you putt four times. After we waited for you to look for your ball in the water, so I'm pretty sure. Oh, you get some golf fights. It's pretty bad.
You want two final girls getting hurt?
Hells, yeah.
Yes. Right. Here you go, Brett. You'll like this one.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it. Do it again.
Replay.
It looks like a mannequin.
It'll reset here in a second. But see who it is first.
Yeah. Is it Jake Paul?
Hold on, I'm back.
What is going on here? Is that front putt?
I got some.
Oh! A cop car hits her. What's she just standing there for?
But what is it? Mr. Clavicle?
Oh my God!
That's just his name on his sight.
What in the world?
There, huh? My middle of my back.
Another Mr. Clavicle.
What in the world?
That's what he turns into.
Oh! Somebody wants us to videotape all of our reactions. They say you'd have $1 million idea if you videotaped you guys watching these videos.
I did it that one time with Brett. And,
Maybe. Well, we're talking about having cameras in the studio, and Tripp and I are both like, I don't think this is a good idea just because of what Brett says off camera.
Wait a minute.
It's true. It's mostly you. And we've learned enough after 9 months. It's mostly you.
All right. Here's one final one.
You're the worst of all. Like, we can say something terrible, but then you're laughing so hard at it. It's like, oh, they mean it.
All right. Turn the reaction cameras on. Here we go.
All right.
Yeah. That's the longest scorpion.
The scorpion's up in the ice. What is she skiing uphill for? Oh, it's like a cartoon. What is she skiing on?
She's skiing onto a board ramp.
It's like the top of a train. It looks like Snowpiercer got buried.
Well, it's rails. So, like most snowboarders, you go on one side or the
sideways
other.
Sideways.
She just goes face first.
Yeah.
She didn't get the jumping onto it part.
No. Wow, she did not get that.
Show me that lady getting hit again.
I think the skis came off, too.
What is going on in this video? Why is the cop?
That's why I was wondering. I was like,
She gets up from a pretty good hit from a car.
And a concussion, probably, because she hit the trunk up.
Oh, my God. Her back's turned away. She shouldn't be walking. That's the most unbelievable spinal injury I think anyone can suffer. Oh, my God.
The one comment, hilarious, especially since it was a cop. You know he was texting his side piece.
Well, yeah, the cops get a bad
rap. Man.
I'm waiting for the one that goes, oh, it was a white woman. If it was a black guy got up, they'd have shot him. Yeah. Unbelievable. And the cop does take a few seconds to get out of the car to make sure everything's all right. Yeah. His life's flashing before his eyes. It does look like
done.
I think he hit Kim Cattrall from the 80s. That's Mannequin. And then it came to life. That is an unbelievable.
Right, here you go. One final time.
One more time
as
through.
As it resets here. Here, just
the head on the
head. Oh, God damn it. I can't.
It doesn't get old.
No, yes, it does.
Oh, it's great.
This is why we can't have cameras. He enjoys it too much.
Oh, can you?
Oh,
she's
I have some empathy.
She's wrecked for life.
No, there's no way her
body.
Back's not. Yeah.
Just,
I mean, maybe it's the greatest chiropractic move ever that she was a little stiff before and that loosened her up.
Everybody ready to fall asleep?
Because Brady's got a new video.
Oh, yes.
Somebody texted me on Saturday and said, do I bother you or Brett with Brady's horrible submission? And he goes, you got to get this old man off Facebook.
Hang on.
Here we go.
Wild America Brady-O video.
All right, here we go. It's a bird and a tree. And
you got
a
hawk building a nest.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's right up there.
Oh, stop.
He's eyeballing me. I'm going to pull out some jerky. We'll see if he goes for it. Again. Unbelievable Wild America.
Again?
At Kierlin Golf Course.
Oh, you're doing that thing I always hated when I golfed
Mark
with
Curtis.
You.
Enjoy your Wild America.
Was it your turn to hit the
came
ball?
Came out of the nest.
I don't care. Wild America. It's a bird. Look, there's one right now.
Building a nest
so
right
easy
there.
To see birds.
He's eyeballing me.
Oh, my God. That's the worst one, Brady.
There's the call map right there.
So you get back in the cart with Curtis.
Yeah.
Does Curtis ask to see
it? Oh, is that Mark Curtis?
Because it's so interesting?
Oh, he was fascinated by the nest. And I go, I'm going to teach you a little thing, Mark.
No, he wasn't. He was miserable that the golf game had to stop, like I was.
Like, what are you doing?
Every time you saw boring wildlife, and you'd wander over and touch it. Oh, that's the worst one, Brady.
Yeah. He's really? He's bringing it to new levels.
Exciting. Yeah.
Nothing happened.
What's wrong with you? Absolutely nothing.
It had a branch.
The most that happened is we saw Mark Curtis sitting in a golf cart.
I was most excited about Mark Curtis in his nest. I've never been in a room with Mark Curtis, that's fun for me. I've been a resident for years. Mark was my sports guy.
I gave him the footage. I go, you want to run that on one of the 4 o'clock news or 5 o'clock? Give
really,
this to Caribe.
What about that moment when you hit? Post or whatever, publish. What is the thing you hit? What's the button you hit?
Post!
Post, right? What about that did you think was a good idea?
It's amazing.
No, what about that? Talk to me.
This?
They're all good ideas.
None of it.
More to come, people.
I hope you get hit by a car
boss
later.
Boss
make your
hope you get hit by a cop car.
And it's worse now because you think that you're in on the joke, but you're not. Because the whole reason, you are the joke. You're the Michael Scott of this. You're the Office. Because you thought those videos were good at first. We've ruined it.
That's a good video right
now
there.
You keep posting them like that's what you meant to do. Don't. God, take it away from them.
So much more to share.
I'd rather have Russia involved in our elections than Brady to have an Instagram page.
Oh, we're removing all those people.
Well, we need found to remove them, you. Finally. Good. Found I'd rather. What I'm saying is, I'd rather they got to keep their page and you lost yours. We're hunting the wrong people.
That's a great idea. I'm going to get that bee pollen guy, yeah. The Russian bee pollen do guy, that. Holding a ferret or something.
Whatever your idea is, I'll tell you right now, terrible. If it's Instagram and your idea, automatically bad.
But you know what? If Brady wants to make a movie, I'll do it. I'm in.
That's how you know Brady's Instagram is just unimaginably bad. De Niro won't even be on it.
For the right money?
Yeah, no, he won't. He is, you know what? I'll just pay.
I think I can
I'll
get
just,
him for $10.
I'll sell plasma before I'm on one of Brady's videos. Yeah. Now show me that lady getting crushed by the cop.
It's 8:31. Wow. What a way. That was a good Brady report until then. It really. It feels like you had sex and it was amazing, and then you tried to do it again, and it just, this isn't working out. I got to go home. You keep sipping that drink, trying to wash away all that sorrow, Brady. There you go. That is your Brady report with the thing at the end. Sorry about that. Sorry. Sorry, I got it in your hair. It's 98.
Big Red Badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KU.